helping the older generations. Where did that stem from?
That's a good question. So, because originally, when I graduated from physical therapy school, I said, I wanted to actually get my athletic training license. I wanted to go work with athletes and be on the ball field and the court. And
what does that look like as a small business owner transitioning from one side of the program to the other?
It's been hard, to be honest. It's been hard, but it's been one of those things that we're like, if this is a short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain.
That you learn the hard way, maybe, or just a challenge that you want to help the next one not have to face?
I would say patience and grace, and give both of those for your team and for yourself.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen Engelkay, and this is where we sit down with local businesses, entrepreneurs, and just people around the community to learn more about what they do, how you can learn from their business experiences, and to do business better in your own life. So today I have the distinct pleasure of sitting down with Miss Micah Brown. She is the new franchise owner of Home Instead. Micah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So I am meeting you for the first time right here. Miss Mary speaks very, very highly of you, but I need to know all the things. Tell me about you, your background, your past, how you came to be the owner of Home Instead.
So my husband and I are both physical therapists by trade. So we actually met and married 23 years ago. We live in Tupelo. And my husband, we worked for a company, and then we get pregnant with our first child, and then he and his partners decide to go open their own practice. So we have no insurance, and we're about to, you know, have a baby, and we go open in our own practice. And he has a physical therapy clinic for 18 years. He and four partners, and then they sold that practice 3 years ago. And he, my husband Chad, always just had a calling. He felt like he wanted to do something else, maybe in ministry, but wasn't as a business owner. He couldn't do that. So we just trucked along. And then when he sold his practice 3 years ago, he just decided, I just want to do something different. I'm looking for something different. I wanted to do something different. He worked for, I guess, the past 20 plus years in outpatient orthopedics, physical therapy. And I worked more in assisted living communities, skilled nursing facilities, because seniors are just where my heart is and who the population I want to work with. And so after he sold 3 years ago, we're just kind of, again, trucking along, looking for something different. A friend of mine has the Home Instead franchise in Meridian, or actually a mutual friend in Tupelo knew the girl in Meridian, who is now my friend, who said, hey, you need to open a Home Instead in Tupelo. But we had a daughter who was about to be a senior in high school. And my husband said, that's a terrible idea to start a business before her senior year. So we said, okay, we'll just put it on hold. And then February of 24, my friend in Meridian called and said, hey, there's a franchise in Oxford for sale. Why don't you do that as opposed to start a new business? And so we prayed about it, talked about it, and we're like, okay, let's do this. This could be our answer to what's next for us, our second life, our next step. So, and we actually we're Home Instead, but our LLC is called Second Chance Home Care, because we just felt this was like our second chance at a new beginning and a fresh start. So we purchased in August of 25, so just a few short months ago. And the plan was for Chad to come alongside me when we were doing well enough that we could replace his salary. He was going to come work for me, or with me. And then I kind of like to joke and say he was going to work for me. But anyway, he was going to come alongside. And then probably a month after we purchased Home Instead, he and our pastor at church were kind of joking about, well, if I had somebody that could do ABC, then, you know, this would free me up or whatever. And Chad said, well, I may want to do that. And then later that day, he called Chad and said, I wasn't joking. I'm serious. Would you want to do something like that? And he said, well, I wasn't joking either. I think I would too. So as of last Monday, Chad is now the executive pastor at our church. So we've had lots of change, lots of life changes in for both of us. And so now we are in different directions. He still will plan to help me and will helps me some now, but we are, this is kind of my baby. So, but Homestead, I feel like it's the same thing I was doing in physical therapy. I'm taking care of seniors in their homes. And that's what I know it's so important for so many people to not have to go to, even though they're wonderful, skilled nursing facilities or assisted livings. If you have, excuse me, if you have the means and ability to stay in your home, we want to help families do that. And by that, that means that we can help provide ADL help, which that's activities of daily living. So we can help with bathing, we can help with dressing, we can help meal preparation, medication reminders, just companionship. We can run errands. Just sometimes families just need us to be there so they can have a break and they can go to the grocery store, or they can run errands, or they can go to the doctor, or whatever they need to do, and just have somebody to know that their loved one is cared for and happy at home. And so that was my passion, was to still continue loving on seniors, just a little bit different way than physical therapy. So that was a lot.
I love that your past has, while it's evolved, it's still remained constant.
Very much.
So where did that originate? Where did your passion for helping the older generations, where did that stem from?
That's a good question. So, because originally, when I graduated from physical therapy school, I said, I wanted to actually get my athletic training license. I wanted to go work with athletes and be on the ball field and the court and all the things. And then as I got a little older and realized they have terrible hours to do that. They're out late on weekends, all hours. And so, so I decided, okay, I don't want to do that. And then I worked in a hospital where a lot of my patients were seniors. And I just thought, you know, these are who I just seem to get along well with. I loved helping them get better, feel better, realize that there's still so much of life left to live and that they can be productive and just happy. So over time, and then when we had our third child, I went to go work at a skilled nursing facility and I really loved it. I didn't know that I was going to love it because I'd always done outpatient orthopedics. But when I went there for the first time, I just really fell in love with the residents at the nursing facility. And it was a great, physical therapy is a great field though, because we have three children and I had the flexibility where I could still be home with them, but then also work and do what I loved as well. So it was a great field to get me to this point.
So how does it feel being on the other side of things? Because now you're a franchise owner.
Right.
So that means you're doing a lot more of the behind the scenes stuff. How do you balance the two? Because if you have a passion for being in the field and working with the people and you've had to pull away from that a little bit, mm-hmm. what has that looked like as a small business owner transitioning from one side of the program to the other?
It's been hard. To be honest, it's been hard, but it's been one of those things that we're like, if this is a short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain, because I know that once we get things going and I get my footing and I have a fabulous team behind me, and once we get all the kinks worked out, I really feel like it's just going to be a seamless transition and I will have the ability to do both and do it easily and not feel like one is sacrificing the other. My family's not going to I'm not going to have to sacrifice my time with them or my time with growing the business and my team at work. So, yes.
I know that that's something that really, as an employee, having a boss or a leader who has seen it from both sides makes a huge difference, because you're able to relate to everyone that is under you from a perspective that most bosses don't. So I want to commend you on that, because with you staying in that lane of the knowledge that you have, you're able to reach them on a different level. Right. And I think that's going to be even more of an asset for you owning this company now, because you're going to be able to relate to those clients on an even deeper level.
Yes. That's
because you've done that.
That's what I hope. That's what I hope that we see. And I hope that the families feel that we love what we do and we want to help them. We want to provide rest and comfort for the family and then take care of the clients and help them just live happy, healthy lives.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today. So who do you have in your corner other than Chad, which, I mean, I got to say, I haven't mentioned it, but every time you say Chad, I'm like, oh, I have, one of those.
I noticed that when I came in, yeah.
Having the biggest cheerleader is by far your husband, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
But outside of that, do you have someone that has been either a mentor or somebody just in the world that, just really lifts you up and encourages you along the way?
Fortunately, I have lots of people. So I have a fabulous team at work. And then I have a small group with our church. So they have been wonderful. And then the friend I mentioned in Meridian that has the homestead, she has been a wonderful mentor and she's even come and helped us in the office. And then homestead, the parent company has a great mentoring program. And so we have a business coach. And so he has been wonderful just to give ideas and walk me through and be super supportive. So I feel like I'm supported at work, and then I have home support, and my three children have been great. They're, I have a 20-year-old boy and almost 19-year-old girl and a 17-year-old boy. And they have been wonderful to say, hey mom, it's okay that you didn't make dinner tonight because you're working. We've got it. So that's exciting that they have been so supportive and encouraging to me. And although my older two aren't home anymore, they're in college, but the baby has been really great to say, hey, it's okay. I can go, to Sonic for dinner tonight, which I really don't think he minds. But, anyway, so I've had my children have been supportive, of course, Chad, and then our church family, and then the friend in Meridian, and then this business coach. I just really feel, and then of course my team, in our franchise here in the DeSoto County, Lafayette County area has been wonderful.
That's awesome. So. Yeah. And my teenager at home, I'm down to just one at home as well. And he eats Whataburger more than I care to mention. Just
if we had a Whataburger in Tupelo, he would be there all the time. I don't think he's ever had a Whataburger, but he would love it if he did.
Well, my baby, he works there, so he gets it half price. And yeah, he was like, mom, are you cooking? Tell me you're not. You're busy, right?
Uh-huh.
Like he did.
I got it.
He's good.
He
encourages me not to cook dinner. And I'm like, I don't need the encouragement, but yeah, okay.
But not a bad thing. Yeah, for sure.
So if you had to name one thing that has happened since you took over, I know it's only been for this amount of time, but is there anything that's really happened or a conversation you've had that has stood out to you as this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. This is why I was supposed to be here.
Actually, last night I was actually at a client's home talking to a friend of a client, and he just said, oh my gosh, all of your caregivers have been so kind, and they really pay attention, and they're just so loving and giving, and they're here. And that just, I was like, okay, this is why. And the client was happy, and these are friends of the client's family. And to see that transition over that, not just the client and the family, but around that they are happy and that we're providing a good service and we're doing a good job. That last night I was like, oh, that just really touched me. And I was like, this is why we do what we do. Or why I want to do this is because we have caregivers that want to love on our clients. And that, yeah, that just made me, I was like, this is why I'm doing this.
So with the home assistance, I want you to lean a little bit more into that and break it down and tell me what that looks like. Like, what services do you provide? I know it's non-medical things.
Right. We are not non-medical. So, and it's non-medical home care. So we can provide, as I mentioned, that we can help with the bathing, with dressing, with running errands. Medication reminders. We can't give medication, but we can remind the client to take their medication. And a lot of times we have families that have it ready in a box, and we just say, okay, Mr. Smith, take your medication. We can help with meal preparation. And sometimes we have clients that still want to cook, but aren't able to cook a whole entire meal. So even just to have some companionship and somebody there to help them prepare a meal is so life-giving to them and to our caregivers. But again, we can run errands, especially as it gets cold and they don't want to get out. We can help them do that. Or they may just want somebody to go with them to run the errands. And we have a lady that needs help going to an appointment. And so we help her get there. And that's a joy that we can, that she can still get out and go to the appointment. We can help her. I'm trying to think, what else do we do? One population that we do serve, that the VA provides, provides home care to veterans. And actually my dad is a veteran. And then when I got into Home Instead, I was like, oh, wait a minute, he can have services. And my father lives in Oklahoma. So that is also a great comfort to me that he can have home care, he can have help in Oklahoma when we're not there, which is another thing that we, with home care, that we can do is for, if your family doesn't live here or near the client, we can come in and help. So anyway, we do provide service to veterans. My dad, I guess, is a veteran. I definitely want to help and serve the men and women of our country that served and fought for our freedoms. And so we're super excited that we can, and thankful that the VA provides services, home care services, and then that we can then serve our veterans. So,
yeah. And I know that I've spoken with Mary a couple of times. She'd been on the podcast previously. Right? And so I knew about the veteran services, but it still, and talked to people since that podcast that didn't realize that was a thing. One of the things that Mary mentioned was that a lot of the VA reps didn't even know it either.
Right. Right. And so that is one thing that we want to do. And hopefully this podcast will provide is just information to those in the community who are veterans, or you may know somebody that's a veteran that needs help. And we would love to get in contact with us. And we, Mary and Rochelle are fabulous with walking through the process, because it is lengthy, of course, but to walk them through the process to help get the services that they need. And we also have, in the past, we've done classes for the veterans, and then we can help any way we can to help get them the services they need.
So I want to shift gears a little bit. Okay. I want to go to the side of the healthcare workers that you have, the ones that are under you that are going into the homes and taking care of people. I have a special needs granddaughter who has in-home nursing care. Now hers is like full-on medical nursing, right? And all of that. And I know what a struggle turnover is for that area. I don't know what that looks like on your side, but how do companies like yours go through the process of interviewing, vetting, getting those quality people that you can trust to send right into someone's home?
And you're right. It's not always easy. And turnover is a thing. It's amazing though, how many people are CNAs, and we often try and hire certified nurses aides because they generally have worked in a facility and have a passion and love for seniors as well. So we interview a lot of people. We don't necessarily hire a lot of people, but we interview a lot of people. They have to go through a drug test and a background test, background screen. They have to pass both of those. And then if we just feel like they're a good fit, our scheduler actually was a former caregiver of ours that transitioned into the office. And she does a fabulous interview, and she asks all the questions and knows all the right answers because she's been a caregiver. And so she knows exactly what to ask. And so she sits in on all of our interviews, and we've had really good success with picking good people that do well in homes. Then we also try, and our Kim is our kind of HR, does our hiring, and she and Danielle and then Mary Rochelle and I would try and look at each client and then find the caregiver and try and have teams, two or three, that go to each client that we know are going to fit well, and their personalities are going to click. And then we've had really good success at matching caregivers with the clients. So
at the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
So how large is your network of caregivers in Homestead?
Right now, it probably ranges in 50-ish, and it varies depending on how many clients we have. And then if we also have a client in an outlying area, then we will hire a caregiver or two to go service that client. If it's not in a one of our, it's not a, if it is an outlying area, we will hire somebody to serve them. And then it fluctuates depending on what our need is. So we're really, though, are always hiring, always looking, because, you know, life happens, things change. And so we always want to keep, as my child says, a bullpen. We want to keep our bullpen full to sub in and out when we need to. So
that leans into two questions, of course. One, how big is your service area? What areas do you cover?
Okay, we cover DeSoto County, Lafayette County, kind of really all of Northwest Mississippi. And then I would love to, because again, I mentioned I live in Tupelo. I would love to move more toward across Northeast Mississippi as well in the future. So that's our goal, our long-term goal.
5-10-year goal. I like it.
Absolutely.
That's down on the list a little further, but we got it. And then if there is someone that's wanting to not necessarily get into the business, but wanting to change their path a little bit, how would they get a hold of you? What does that look like for an interview process for someone to become a caregiver for you guys?
We have a link on our website, and we'd love them to get our website, which, let me tell you what that is. Our website is www.homeinstead.com/677, and that will take you exactly to our franchise. And then there's an application link for a caregiver. You can just click on there and apply, and then we will reach out.
Okay. And awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Of course. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about that 5-10-year plan. Okay.
So initially is to grow DeSoto County, Lafayette County. And I also didn't mention one of the reasons that Oxford, this franchise was so appealing to me, is that that senior in high school that I didn't start over, you know, I guess a year and a half ago, is I guess almost 2 years now, is because now she's a freshman at Ole Miss. So another reason to go do a franchise in this area is because she is there. So really, we want to grow Oxford, Lafayette County, grow here, DeSoto County area, and then expand east is the plan, 5-10 year plan. And then once those are going, then we'll see.
That's awesome. So, one piece of advice that you would offer to a entrepreneur, small business owner, somebody coming in like yourself that you learned the hard way, maybe, or just a challenge that you want to help the next one not have to face?
I would say patience and grace, and give and both of those for your team and for yourself, because Rome wasn't built in a day. And that has been probably the hardest thing for me, is just thinking we're just going to come in and everything is just going to just rock along like I want it to in my head, and that's not reality. So I would just say have patience, grace, and then a good team and a good support at home, which I'm thankful I have all those things. So I just am now trying to remind myself to have some patience and grace.
I think that's probably the biggest thing I hear on the regular, because, and it doesn't matter if it's a brand new startup or if you're taking over an existing franchise, even.
Right.
There is a learning curve that is still so huge, you can't see the other side.
Absolutely. So. And I had a friend that actually texted me yesterday saying, I'm just checking on you. And I said, we're plugging along. And she said, well, you know, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. And I said, okay, that's right. And she's right. And I was like, that's right. We're just one bite at a time.
So with Homestead, the company has been a member of the chamber for some time. We have made great partnerships. I've said we've had Mary on the podcast before already. What is something that you're looking forward to now that you're coming in and you're a part of the chamber family, because you're a part of the Homestead family now? What are some things that you're looking forward to be able to just continue to grow? How do you see our partnership going?
Well, I look forward to continuing to meet other businesses in the area. And Mary and I went to the awards luncheon that a month ago? A month ago. And so it was great to meet people in the community. And a lot of our referral providers have come from businesses in the community and just people in the community. So just to continue to grow those relationships, to meet new people. And I'm just excited to be here and appreciate the time to get to meet y'all and to be a part of this chamber, because Mary has talked often about how great and how everybody's involved at the chamber, and y'all do such a great job in the community. So
I appreciate
we're excited to be a part of it.
Absolutely. I always feel like I'm asking, like, give me a compliment.
Yeah, no. I'm just kidding. Yeah, but she has always said since the whole 3 months I've been here, but how great, what a great job y'all do in the community. And it was very evident by the award ceremony last month.
Thank you. I know that I tell everybody you really do get out of it what you put into it. And if you have a great experience in the chamber, it's because you show up.
Right.
It's because you have invested that time, because the visibility creates the respectability that you get. And that's how you build those relationships.
Absolutely.
And Mary, from the minute that Homestead joined, she was like, what can I do? I want to meet these people. And she's coming to events. She's coming on the podcast. She's not being a wallflower when she's here.
Right.
That makes all the difference.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Again, that good team I mentioned.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You have a great team underneath.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. I'm really excited about your new adventures, about your new business. Welcome to the Chamber family. And I can't wait to see you at some upcoming events.
Thank you. We are so glad to be here, and I appreciate your time today.
Guys, if you haven't done so, you need to check out Homestead. They service a wide range of just in-home care. It doesn't matter if you're 20 or 85. Everybody goes through a season in life where they just need a little extra assistance, whether it be from recovering from surgery to even having teenagers with, you know, recovering from injuries through athletics, to senior in-home care who just need companionship. There is a reason and a need in every season of life for just extra assistance. And Homestead provides that exact level of care that you would expect that your own family would give. So please reach out to them. Check out Miss Micah and Miss Mary. They would love to meet with you and see how they can best support you and your family in times of need. If you haven't done so, click the subscribe button down below so that you don't miss a single episode of South Haven Business Beat. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.